As we begin this afternoon, let's pray together the psalm that we find in our hymn books, number 126.
Oh.
In light of what we heard this morning about King Asa and how God is looking for those whose hearts are perfect toward him, that means to us today all for Jesus, entirely his, loving him, wanting him, looking to him, longing for him, resting in him, surrender to him, all for Jesus. Oh, to trust him wholly. We'll find him wholly true. Well, in light of that, I know all of our hearts were stirred to hear those challenges that came to us from God's word. He spoke to us today. And the prayer that came into my heart while Brother Kenny was speaking is found on page 327, or song number 327 here. And I like to sing with you the chorus. That's the prayer that came into my heart. And I think it has to do with just what we were hearing, to be wholly his and to be cleansed from all else, every impurity, and to be kept too, kept by his power, trusting in him alone, and all for Jesus. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Talking about seeing the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart. I remember reading one time something that came from Soren Kierkegaard. Now, lest I seem more intelligent than I am, this was written by just a regular guy. He was quoting Kierkegaard, and that's where I came across it. But it was this, and it always stayed with me, an explanation of what it means to be pure in heart. And this great intellect brought it down to my level when he said, "Purity of heart is to want just one thing. Purity of heart is to want just one thing. No alloy. All for Jesus." And this prayer came into my heart when we were hearing about King Asa. And I started to pray it. And I just thought maybe we could take it into our hearts this afternoon and just pray it to the Lord. I think the melody is probably familiar to many of you. "Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone." 327, that chorus. Let's sing it, and as we do, let's direct our words right to the Lord. We're praying to him.
"Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone. Take thou my heart and make it all thine own. Purge me from sin, O Lord, I now implore. Wash me and keep me thine forevermore. Take thou my heart, I would be thine alone. Take
praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. I loved it that Brother Kenny brought us to that verse where it says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. And he's looking for hearts that are perfect or entire toward him. And that has to do with what Brother Wade was talking about too this morning, trusting in the Lord in the context there, trusting in him alone. He is the source. And he had resources for Asa. At that point, anyway, that Asa didn't know about. And he tried to find resources of his own, as we heard. Don't need to repeat all the good things that we heard this morning. But in that verse, the prophet had come to challenge Asa. And he said, after that great victory that God gave you, you trusted in yourself, in your own ingenuity. You tried to help yourself. Herein you have done foolishly. And I thought, oh Lord, how much we need you to keep us. Sometimes we think that the older we get, the wiser we get. And that should be happening. We have the benefit of experience. But it doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to never do anything foolish. We really need the Lord to keep us. The older we get, the harder we'll lean on him, if we're wise. And we'll just ask him to keep us and keep us true, keep us trusting, keep us loving him, keep us leaning on him. Oh, praise the Lord. So we don't want to do foolishly and trust in ourselves, but rather, oh Lord, let my heart be wholly yours now and forever. Purify my heart. Cleanse me, oh Lord. Give me a heart that's all for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now this afternoon, I trust that we can take some time waiting upon the Lord. And we encourage silence before the Lord. I don't want to say that no one can lead out in prayer. If God gives you something to pray, that's I wouldn't want to deny you that or forbid anyone something that is from heaven. However, we would like to take time to wait on the Lord. Maybe you've never spent time quietly in the presence of the Lord, just looking to him. And I know that takes some practice and some discipline to really come to enjoy doing that, just waiting on God in faith. It really means looking unto Jesus, listening for the Lord, drawing from him. He gives abundant grace. He gives more grace to the humble, those who will just bow before him and quiet their own hearts before him. Sometimes when you get quiet before the Lord, or shall we say when you try to get quiet before the Lord, and maybe you sit motionless before him, you find out how you are really very motion-filled even when not moving. There's so much that stirs within you, and your mind goes every which way until you call it back to the Lord and focus upon him And often it's good to use some scripture that you've been meditating upon and to dwell on in those moments. Think of his word, and he will make that word alive to you. There are ways that we can help ourselves, at least when we begin, to just take time to get still before the Lord. As I said, we find out that we thought we could do it, and it's really a blessing. It's a grace from God to be able to just be emptied of yourself, and then he can come and fill you. And he works in wonderful ways to strengthen us with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And sometimes we don't give God a chance to get at the inner man. It takes time to bow before the Lord and be emptied of self and look to the Lord. And we'd like to take time this afternoon to just wait on God. He does wonderful things for those who wait upon him. The Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians that God would grant that they, according to the riches of his glory, would be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ might dwell in their hearts by faith, so that they, being rooted and grounded in love, might be able to comprehend with all saints what is the length and breadth and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, to be filled with all the fullness of God. Now that's a mouthful, isn't it? And a heartful. And it happens to be right from God's heart. And we'll never enter into that using our own effort. We must sink in his presence, bow low before him. And it is so far beyond us that the Apostle Paul went on to say, "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think, unto him be glory." And so we want to focus upon him. And I'd just like to read to you yet the first few verses of Psalm 62. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And the reason I choose that is that in the King James Bible, which we like to use best of all, especially when we read Psalms, someone told me, "How could you read a psalm from any other version than the King James?" But this one is, because the reason I'm doing this is that in the King James Version it says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God," and in the margin it says, "Be silent unto God." And I'm interested in stressing that. So in the ESV it says this: "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge, is God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. So this is a time of prayer and of looking to the Lord, trusting in Him at all times and pouring out your heart before Him. Well, that's never wrong. Remember Hannah? God put a desire in her heart for a son, and He fulfilled that desire in giving her Samuel, that great man of God. He grew to be a great man of God. But she was praying in silence. Only her mouth was moving. And if your mouth moves, that's fine. And even if you make a little noise, that's fine. But she was pouring out her heart before the Lord. She was misunderstood. But God knew her cry. God knew what she was saying, even in silence. And since it was in accordance with His will, He met the desires of her heart. And here we can wait upon the Lord this afternoon and trust in Him. Trust that God is a refuge. Trust in His strength. He's waiting to show Himself strong. In my own strength, but weakness, I see. So let us draw near to Him today. When we do, He draws near to us. I noticed Sister Gerda playing songs about drawing near. Several she's done as she's played before meeting. Here's one.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it.
Hallelujah. Let us go to prayer. You should kneel down if you like, or stay in your places and take whatever position you want before the Lord. But I've asked Sister Gerda to speak to us after a time, and she's going to come and minister to us from the Word of God, and I'm sure from her own experience. One reason I asked her to speak this afternoon is that she has to leave us after this meeting to go back down to the city for her Sunday morning service. And we're so thankful that she has been with us and helped us on the organ and been such a blessing. And she's coming back for Sunday evening and Monday. So, but I just want her to speak to us this afternoon. Then one reason, as I started to say, is also that when I've been at the conferences in Taiwan, this is how they run the afternoons. They come in silent waiting before God for perhaps 45 minutes to an hour, and then that varies. And then someone speaks to us. And those conferences are led by Sister Gerda, under the direction of the Lord, God the Holy Spirit. And I thought we'd do it that way this afternoon, okay? And so when it's the right time, we'll have Sister Gerda come and get us back to our places and take our seats and speak to us. all right, but let's just go to prayer now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.